read them out loud.
One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Now I'm going to ask you a question, and you should answer within a complete sentence. For example, if I say, the price of a train ticket is $5, right? You should say, no, the price of a train ticket is
$20. Yes, I can.
So you should say, yes, you can take the bus to New York City.
Okay. Oh.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The bus ticket to New York City is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, the bus ticket is not $15.
It's $11,
right? Oh, yes, it is $11. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, I can go shopping in Soho. I can watch foreign movies in West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, in West Village I can watch foreign movies.
Right. Please read all the sentences.
Okay. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The New East Park is a High Line Park, which was built on a old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, it is above high, it is 30 feet above line level. Street level, sorry.
And the High Line Park is about 5th Avenue, right?
No, it is around 11th Avenue.
Please read the sentences.
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
No, it is not part of the Metropolitan Museum. The Metropolitan Museum situates in Cloisters.
Try again. The Cloisters is part of this Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, it is part of the Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloisters is located in Thousand Manhattan.
No, it is located in northern Manhattan.
Great. Please read all the sentences.
The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yes, it is right that the American continent constitutes the North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, Rocky Mountains are located in the North America.
Please read all the sentences.
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yes. A solid line means that cars cannot cross to the other lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines.
Please read the sentences.
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Sorry?
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Wildlife?
I'll try another one. Agriculture is the main source of income in the urban areas, right?
No.
Yeah, use your complete sentence.
No, agriculture is not the main economic income for urban areas. But I don't think the sentences say anything about its income.